This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. Hour two commences officially. The kinder, gentler, sweeter, humbler Robert Scott Bell coming up. I don't know when.
Did you say sweeter?
Sweeter. Sweet, of course.
Sweeter?
Not sweeter? Sweeter? Did I make up another word? That hasn't happened in a while.
Let me add this to the new dictionary.
Hold right. On. We have the Robert Scott Bell Show dictionary. We've made up a lot of words over the years, Super Don, you and I. So glad to be here. We got Eric on the board. We got a whole other hour. We got Jeffrey Jackson coming up. Action Jackson going to be reporting on some new things, including the masks. Speaking of the mask, we did have the Jim Carrey clip from the mask, where he says, somebody stop me. We played it at the top of the hour when y'all on radio, sorry, couldn't hear it unless you're watching on YouTube. But the masks that they don't have to wear, the nurses don't have to wear them. We'll get into that. If they don't get a flu shot, they don't have to wear masks. This is a great victory. We got more details from Jeffrey Jackson this hour. Let's see what else we got going on. Question of the day. FDA. Oh, you know what? Let's go biblical. Y'all like to do when we do that. I don't claim to be a constitutional scholar or a biblical scholar or a scholar at all. I just, you know, I read, I review, I investigate, I interview, I dig deeper, I read more, you know, and we come out with stuff. So whatever you want to call me is fine. Just not late for dinner if it's organic and non-GMO. If Noah, in the Bible, Noah's Ark, if he knew what we know today, it would have saved so much time in building the ark. It would have been, you know how big the ark would, you know, because the ark was big. You got to carry all those animals. It's huge, right? Apparently now, all we had to do was build an ark for the microbiome. Right? Little teeny tiny ark. Look, all of them, they could fit in the ark. That's all that we would have needed. Because apparently, scientists have finally figured out that without the microbiome, there is no life. We rely on those bugs in our gut. On our skin, in our eyes, ears, everywhere, that life depends upon the microbial world. I mean, it's humbling, isn't it? Right? God said we were created in God's image. Now, the question is this physical body what we're talking about here? Or is it what I perceive to be inside or suprahuman? In other words, soul. Whatever you want to say, divine spark, you can call it whatever you want. The question is, in this physical inhabitants, in this earth suit that we have, we rely upon bugs in our gut for our very lives, for the production of neurotransmitters, endocrine compounds. Those are hormones for those of you at the FDA, if you're not sure. For digestive enzymes, for elimination, the bind. I mean, all of this relies on the microbiome. They didn't know it. Now they did. Now scientists are actually calling for a Noah's Ark project to protect the microbiome. They want to go into areas of the world untouched by antibiotics. Isn't that interesting? We got to find
ironic.
People. We got to find
ironic.
People that have never had the drugs that we say are so awesome, right?
You know, I'm thinking these guys should be walking around eating crow, egg on their face. Yeah. I mean, this should be embarrassing, in my opinion, that you've got researchers now that are going, you know what? We have muffed up our situation so bad that, you know, these third world countries that we look at and we go, look at you guys.
Yeah.
You guys don't have iPhones.
Right.
You guys don't have internet. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't as advanced and as smart as we are.
Right.
And now, right, after we have you know, just completely screwed up everything as far as our health goes, that now they're looking at going into Latin America, remote Latin America and Africa, in order to be able to collect this microbiota? Biota?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll work.
Yeah. They've got to go get the bugs now, the good bugs, that we've destroyed.
That's never been mocked up with,
Yeah, that we can, and get this. These are countries they're saying that they need to go to because they have not experienced the effects of urbanization.
Right.
So there's not a Starbucks on every corner yet, right?
Is this something that, was I a little ahead of the curve here, Super Don? Because in the 1990s, I went to Africa twice. I went to Nigeria and Ghana. Did I get into Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast? I don't think I did. Close to it. But I told them, I told the doctors there, I said, throw out the white man's medicine. Throw it out. Get rid of it because it is, it's not what you think it is. It's, and I was speaking from my own experience because I was raised on white man's medicine, right? The Western Europeans, oh, we got drugs, right? Big Pharma, IG Farb, and all of that stuff. In America, it's the religion, modern medicine. And I said, get rid of it. Go back to the bush, save the medicine of your ancestors, because that was working with the natural order of the universe, with nature. Now, I know that skeptics go, oh, that's the fallacy of nature or something stupid like that. But how did life survive before skeptics began to worship the cult of modern medicine, right? We should all have been dead, and there should have been no humans left. Because the only reason we're alive today is because of vaccines and antibiotics. Really? No, it turns out we are screwing up our genetic integrity. Because we're screwing up a lot of the genes that are in what? The bugs that we've killed that facilitate our adaptability to life itself. And so going back into primitive cultures. By the way, it was interesting because we were talking at the top of the hour about this Tom Clancy thing on Amazon, right? The Jack Ryan thing.
Yeah.
And remember those hostages? There were Doctors Without Borders that were taken hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, we need antibiotics. We need drugs. We need this. We need that. It's like, dude, they used the drugs to really, well, I shouldn't spoil it. But anyway,
the idea was brilliant, though. Brilliant story. Yeah.
But I mean, if these people had homeopathic medical kits, little thing, I mean, again, a different scenario. So I go there to the West. I go to West Africa and I say, throw out the medicine of my people. Right. And they look at me and like, nobody's ever come from America to tell us that. Right. Because we're supposed to be the, we're the smart ones. We've got the technology, and you want to be like us. I'm like, no. I want to be like you. I want to learn from your ancestors because somehow you guys are alive. And you don't suffer with the same chronic diseases until your people go to big cities and start eating the junk, the crap that we produce, the synthetics, the additives, preservatives, colorings, all the stuff that I talk about destroying the gut. And that leads to our second scenario, our second story. The FDA once again strikes again and says, hey, y'all don't want to eat sugar? Good. Sugar's not good, but we got something better. It's artificial, but hey, it's got no calories. Artificial sweeteners. I've been saying this for years. Worse than sugar. Now, obviously, if you're eating sugar and it has all of the minerals and all of the chromium that God put there, basically that's what it's designed to have, that's a different story. You can tolerate, the body has an ability to deal with it. But refine it, forget it, all bets are off. But now we go, hey, let's abandon sugar, let's go to artificial sweeteners. And what do we learn from doing that? Six FDA-approved sweeteners are proven now toxic to, guess what? Human digestion. That means the microbiome. So it's not just antibiotics, folks. When I say additives, I got to break out additives now and remind you, artificial sweeteners are one of those synthetics or a number of those synthetics that are destroying the integrity of the microbiome. Maybe even damaging and inflaming the lining of the gut itself. Now, what have I said about Splenda, which is on the list? Sucralose? If you want to chlorinate your pool, pour a bunch of Splenda packets in there. They might kill some bad bacteria. But if you put that in your microbiome, what do you think it's going to do to your bacteria? It's chlorine. Oh, yeah, it tastes sweet. But how's that working out for you? Destroy your gut? Chronic disease ensues. Immune deficiencies ensue. Aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, NutraPoison, Neotame. What does it do? It breaks down into wood alcohol? Formaldehyde? Formic acid? These things, none of these things are good for the microbiome, the seat of your immune system. The seat of so much of what you depend on for life itself. Saccharin, Adventame, Asulf K, artificial sweeteners, all destroying the gut, destroying the microbiome. Do we need a Noah's Ark for the microbiome? Or do we just need to go back and live like our ancestors lived and ate like our ancestors ate and find that we might regain our nutritional sanity and our microbiome and our health? When a grid down scenario occurs, those who are already living with little or no electricity will look at us and go, I don't see the problem. This is how we do it all the time. We're just fine. What's wrong with you? And we lose internet for an hour and we're freaking out. It's the end of the world as we know it. A hurricane hits, a disaster hits, an earthquake hits, and we've run out because we didn't plan. We didn't store anything. After a few days, the shelves are bare, if not before that. And then you're waiting for the deus ex machina of the government to save you. Not a good place to be, folks. So the question is, do you wait for the disaster to start doing these changes we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Like our good buddy, dearly departed Leon Schaff, grow food. Not because you have to, because one day if you do have to, it'll be like nothing because you're already doing it. Or do you wait until it's too late? Oh, now I have to? Too late. You're going to be on somebody else's menu, or you're going to try to put somebody else on your menu. Either way, it's kind of gross, and it's not necessary. But do we live that way? We live with the expectation that it's magic. It's a mirror. It just happens. It appears. It just appears. In the meantime, you go out and get your Asulf K, your aspartame, your sac, whatever it is, and you just destroy your gut. And that's on top of the antibiotics. But not here. Because when we deal with infections, it's not like we can't deal with them. We can. Silver. The silver hydrosol we use. It does not disrupt gut ecology biodiversity. You are not destroying species by doing the silver. You're making the home for the microbiome even healthier by doing that. So why? Why resort to an antibiotic? Because we don't know that silver can do what it does. We don't trust it. The doctors aren't allowed to use it. So in a crisis, when they could use it in a way that would be saturating the system, that you could overcome even the scariest of infections, they say, no, we can't do it there. That's where we still have to go to antibiotics. Well, do we? That's what you believe, but is it true? A lot of cognitive dissonance out there, a lot of artificial sweeteners in you. Get them out before it's too late. Question of the day, I don't know. I might have to delay it. I thought we'd get to it. We're going to see. Jeffrey Jackson coming up next after the break. We got a lot to talk about.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, little Jeffrey Jackson is all grown up. Actually, he's bigger than me. He's taller, tall guy. And Jeffrey's doing such great work at jeffreyjackson.com. He's doing great work with Highwire and so many others. He's been writing a lot, researching a lot, reporting a lot. Today on Highwire with Del Bigtree, we were just talking about that you did a whole HPV episode with a lot of the folks we've interviewed on that subject over the years, but apparently there's a new book out. Maybe we could start there before we dive into the nurse's story.
Yeah, absolutely. The book's called HPV Vaccine on Trial, and on the break I was saying, a lot of people come up to me because they know I write about this, and they say, well, where can I get some information on this? And in the past it was like, well, check out this study, and you know, it kind of gets lost in the weeds, but this book puts everything together, and it takes everyone on the journey that you and I and so many other people have been on with story by story and research paper by research paper. It puts them all in this book for in a way that can be read easily and factually. It has the science, it has extensive science to back this stuff up, and I think, you know, the consensus is we can't, the pro-vaccine people can no longer say that the science is on their side. It's actually on the side of the parents now, and that can be no longer an argument that they can take away from us.
Yeah, more the insane asylum. The argument that you need an HPV shot to prevent cervical cancer or throat cancer, again, they've never proven that it actually is the cause of it. That's a problem one for me. I mean, that's like, we don't go further before you start proving that it actually causes it. Then you might be able to say, okay, a vaccine, even though we would argue there's a different way to go, but they haven't even gone square one on this. But we're obviously dealing with the after effects of people not objecting to the claim that HPV is the cause of these cancers. So we're lost in a morass of vaccines now, having to beat back on the vaccines. And I'm glad this HPV vaccine on trial book is out there. But man, who was there standing up to them when they first said the lie that it caused it in the first place?
And who was there standing up for them when their placebo-controlled trials didn't involve placebo controls? They involved aluminum adjuvanted placebos. That means that people got the HPV vaccine and another shot with aluminum adjuvant, which have never been tested by themselves. So they were fraudulent from the beginning. The FDA dropped the ball. HHS dropped the ball. Everyone dropped the ball. And here we are trying to beat this thing back over a decade later. So this book's going to do a lot to really get this conversation going where it needs
big,
to go.
Big time. Folks, if you're sending your kids to school and you find out, you better be on alert because they're doing these vaccine days for flu shots. Some municipalities are actually doing the HPVs, trying to get these young 9, 10, 11-year-olds to do this. They're trying to expand, obviously, their reach and get approved for the Gardasil 9 next to hit 20-somethings and 30-somethings and stuff. So it's a disaster. I would say keep your kids at home. If you get any inkling of wind that they're vaccinating at the school, there have been enough times when we've covered it on the show that despite you not giving consent, they do it anyway. Keep your kids away from those dangerous places. They're called schools. We call them government indoctrination and inoculation centers that do not prevent disease but actually create disease and diseased little minds. No, I try to be nicer, and it didn't work, Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, what really happened in a nutshell is the doctors weren't getting these vaccines out in the way that Big Pharma wanted them to. So they started using the schools as a bridge to pump these things into the kids. And I hate to say it that bluntly, but that's why these things are in schools now. That's why they're using the schools to get at the kids. And they're doing with the HPV vaccine too. If you look around the world, it's the schools that are seeing Colombia, Ireland, Japan. They're all doing the same script. Get at these kids, these teenage girls at school. So it's because the doctors are failing to do it because, in my opinion, or from the research I've read, a lot of the doctors aren't pushing it hard enough because they know it's a fraud.
Yeah, they know it's a fraud. They've seen the disasters, and you know they're coming to some pangs of consciousness finally, and they're not cooperating, so they're going right to the schools, bypassing the docs. The nurses are going, okay, I'll do it. And, of course, as I said, no evidence the HPV actually causes the cervical cancer that they claim it protects you against, which is, again, another lie among many lies. And then they want to expand it to include adults. Because remember, when they first started this shot, it was a series of three. People were like, oh, man, after two, I'm not going back for a third. So they went, okay, we'll say it's two shots. Pretty soon it'll be going, you know, we ain't coming back for a second after that first one. They're going to go, okay, you can do it in one shot. They just make it up as they go. It had to be three. Oh, they're not complying. Well, okay, we'll do two. Oh, they're not complying. Oh, this is the science or the lack thereof that is involved and engaged in the vaccine religion. And those who defend it, those who worship there, they're deranged. They probably got heavy metals, including mercury and aluminum, running around their system in the brains and nervous systems. And they're devoid of consciousness at this point if they can still promote this nonsense, this dangerous nonsense to kids, innocent kids in this case. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Jeffrey Jackson is with us. We're going to dive into the mask, not with Jim Carrey, the mask in hospitals that nurses are supposed to wear if they don't get the flu shot. We'll find out how they don't have to anymore.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Christine Ford on Thursday criticized the FBI over the scope of its investigation into her sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. They even so much as called the review a stain on the Bureau. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley responds to that claim.
Let the FBI do what the FBI is hired to do and keep political interference out of it. And my making a call to the FBI that you ought to do something is political interference. I made no call to the FBI since this whole process started a week ago. And I'm not going to. I never had any conversation with anybody in the White House because I got confidence in the FBI.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 200 points to close the day at 26,627. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, in the show notes, there are upcoming events. We're going to be in Orlando for the International Integrative... what is it? Iridology? There's so much going on at that thing. It's not just iridology, and everybody can go. 19th through the 22nd in Orlando. Next week, however, Friday, we'll be in Dallas, Plano, Texas. I'll be speaking on silver for infectious disease to a nutritional group with my friend, the PhD researcher in silver nanotechnology. That's going to be awesome. But right now we have Jeffrey Jackson with us, and he's reporting on the story we covered a couple of weeks back out of Canada. Apparently, the government sided with the nurses who said, you know what, you can't make me wear a mask just because I don't want to get the flu shot. Right? That's the game. They say, well, if you're not going to do that, we'll either fire you or you have to wear a mask. They're like, who wants to wear a mask for 6 months? Was there really science to support that kind of idea, that policy? Jeffrey, reporting on it in great detail, what do you say?
Well, from the court documents I read, there was beyond science to support that. There were people being interviewed. There was actual scientists that took the stand. So in 2014, Ontario, some of the hospitals in Ontario implemented what's called a vaccine or mask policy. So any nurses out there will know what that's all about. And it's exactly like you said. You either get the shot during the flu season or you wear this uncomfortable mask for 6 months. So the Ontario Nurses Association, big hats off to them. They immediately challenged this in court. And a year later in 2015, the ruling concluded that, and I'm reading from this right now, the policy operates, this is the conclusion by the arbitrator, the policy operates to coerce influenza immunization. That's it. End quote. And thereby undermines the collective agreement and the rights of employees to refuse vaccination. So what happened after that is a lot of hospitals backed off, but a couple didn't. So again, Ontario Nurses Association went back at it and said, well, we're going to sue these ones that didn't. We're going to use these as another lead case to take the rest of the hospitals on. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the one that's interesting. This is the story behind the story. This took 3 years. So instead of a year for the first one, they went for a deep dive in this one. It took 3 calendar years. Volumes of scientific articles were looked at. Randomized controlled trials were looked at. Summaries, critiques, literature reviews, anything, you name it, meta-analysis, commentaries. You get the picture. 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they came out with essentially the same conclusion. Now, they didn't say these hospitals were coercing.
Yeah.
But they did say that the science does not support the fact that these masks work. The science doesn't support the... It doesn't support the
conclusion.
You should be wearing them.
Is powerful. I mean, as you said, with this next find, they said we didn't believe the hospitals were doing this for illicit reasons, right? Like the first one, but
yep.
It didn't change the conclusion, right? That there apparently is no valid science, well, quote unquote, you know, right? Findings, peer reviewed, whatever, that says wearing a mask is going to do anything at all. And they also took into consideration that in any given year, the flu shot is not even close to 100% effective. So how is it that they can claim that these people who are not vaccinated are the risk when people are walking around with the flu shot that have no evidence of efficacy? Again, this is stunning that a governmental agency or a court at all acknowledged this and called them out on it. And I wonder, Jeffrey, if some of our nurses' associations here in the United States are going to pick up on what happened in Canada and start pushing a little harder.
Yes, they are. There are legal cases ongoing in the United States right now. And this is going to be used, it has to be used as precedent. And if it's not this case, it's going to be some of the evidence that was used in this case. Now, some of the other parts, just like you said, there's multiple parts to this. It was such a fascinating thing for me to read, having covered this for so many years. So they talked about the actual flu vaccine. In Canada, 1 year, I think it was 2014, the Canadian version of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, admitted to the public that their vaccine was 0% effective, but take it anyway. So by that ground, you know, sometimes they're 20%, 10%, 30%. Mm-hmm. So in this court case, they argued, if it's 0% effective, then everyone in that hospital should be wearing a mask. Everyone that comes in there, doctors, even the people that get vaccinated. So
yeah.
On that ground, it was invalid. And then
right.
They had an expert come in who was an expert on masking, on surgical masking. So these masks are not appropriate enough to take care of the influenza virus because they don't form fit to the face. So that was invalid. The masks don't even work. And then after the first court case in 2014, they had a working group of 13 Toronto area hospitals, and they put together this research paper with all the research literature out there, and they presented that in this court case, and that didn't even hold up. They said the evidence was not substantial enough for it to require these vaccine masks on the nurses. So at every turn in this court case, it was just a win. They didn't have any evidence to support this.
Well, this is the thing that's frightening for those who are pro-vaccine, right, that are cult-like in their devotion, is that when confronted with the facts, they can't yell and scream anymore. It's not going to work. It's like this is, you know, like this one conversation that's going to be going on in Atlanta in a little while. all of the people who are pro-vaccine said we're not participating, which I'm not surprised about. I figured this would happen because if they appear on the stage with someone who has got information that is contrary to what they have, their argument is, oh, well, we're going to validate them by showing up. Like, well, you're the one that needs validation, you pro-vaccine yahoos. You don't have the validation. And you will be called out and you will be shown for the fraud that you are. And this is, a stunning revelation in Canada that will start rolling out more and more of you. Not here in this audience, I think a lot of people are already on board, but recognizing that many of your friends, family members within the medical community, nurses, doctors, whatever, PTs, all of that, assistant, whatever, they're all going to start saying, my gosh, we've been duped. We've been afraid to speak out. Now, you know, some of these court findings and other things are going to strengthen their resolve to do what they should have been doing all along.
And for the public, there's a tie in here. So people might say, well, I'm not a nurse. I don't care about this. Look, if your nurse does not have the consciousness to stand up and care about what's being injected in him or her, what makes you think they're going to care or protect your rights when the vaccine right. comes for you? And if there's no room for them to do that, so these legal cases are forcing room in the medical community for them to exercise these rights. So if they have room to do this, more of them are going to do it yeah. and not be coerced from their job. So I would argue there's a lot of them that are doing this that just want to keep their job but don't really want to do it. So this right. is going to give them some cover.
Yeah, I agree. This is a very, very big and a wonderful decision that happened. Also, in terms of the mask, I mean, yeah, if you ever try to wear one of these masks, everybody, if you try, you'll see there's plenty of air holes all the way around. They don't conform unless you're in a full-on respirator. There's no argument that that is actually adequate if your concern is for airborne transmission of anything. But again, there's no evidence that says if you're not vaccinated, you are a carrier, right? You're more likely to be a carrier and a shedder if you're vaccinated in that from the inserts on many of these vaccines already there.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. One of the people that testifies is Michael Olsterdam, and he's a University of Minnesota epidemiologist. And this was in an article, a previous article. I threw it in my article, but he was interviewed in Science Mag about the flu vaccine, and this was his quote on it. He said, because it's mismatched, they're still learning about this vaccine. He said, quote, the flu shot is a terribly inadequate vaccine for a serious health threat. And then he went on to talk about how 10 years later in this science, he's learning that he just doesn't know, he's learning what he doesn't know, which is a lot about this. He knows less now in 10 years than he did before.
Wow.
Very interesting stuff for these scientists to come out and start admitting, you know what, we don't kind of know where this thing goes or how it works. We just guess each season and cross our fingers. It's pretty scary. I mean, that they're trying to force this stuff on healthcare practitioners.
Yeah, no. I mean, if they want to be alive and well to be able to help folks in the future, how many of these can you take? You know, we've reported on the fact that if you get five flu shots in a row every year, the mercury content in those things is enough to increase, I think, your risk of dementia or Alzheimer's by a factor of 10. I mean, this is a very real issue. Now, there are people that say, well, I've demanded the unit dose vial that is supposedly mercury-free, but remember the base components of these vaccines could still have mercury in them. And as long as they don't add extra at the end, you know, this claim that they're mercury-free is another lie.
You got it. This is an important issue because the flu season is coming up, and I am noticing that, as you covered as well, that the propaganda is starting early now. They had an article that came out that said, I believe 80,000 people died last year
yeah.
with flu. But if you look at how they count those numbers, they're adding all pneumonia deaths in there. So we don't have these aren't lab confirmed flu.
Not at all. This is a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. All right. What's not a lie is apparently the HHS has canceled a contract to provide fetal cells. Fetal cells? What's going on with this? I know you're working on it, and we've got a couple of minutes just to preview where you're headed on this one.
Yeah. Well, in 2015, the Center for Medical Progress showed a bunch of Planned Parenthood higher-ups haggling over the price of fetal tissue. So that prompted a Senate Judiciary Committee and a House Select Committee to do investigations. And in those investigations, a company called Advanced Bioscience Resources, and they admitted to upselling this tissue, getting it for, this was in the transcript, $60, upselling it for $325. So the committee immediately alerted the FBI, the DOJ, and put them under investigation. Well, in July of 2018, this same company received a contract from the FDA to acquire fresh fetal tissue. So that was an uproar. 84 members of Congress signed a letter, sent it to HHS, Health and Human Services, and said, cancel this contract immediately. And that's what they did. And they said, we're going to not only cancel this contract, but now we're going to look at every supplier of government research that involves fetal tissue and see if they're doing this ethically, morally, and with the law that's already on the books. And we're going to start looking for substitutes for it. We don't have to use this stuff anymore. And there are for people that know, there's many substitutes. This stuff does not have to be used anymore. So there's this cottage industry. It's built on fraud and some pretty grisly stuff, and it doesn't need to be there because there are alternatives.
It also doesn't mean they're not going to have access to fetal cells, fetal tissue, for a while. I mean, they've got probably a stockpile still, so folks don't think this is reason to celebrate just yet. There's a lot more to the story, and Jeffrey Jackson is going to get to the bottom of it because that's what he does. Jeffrey, you're amazing.
Thank you. You are too.
Hey, I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you so much, Jeffrey. Y'all keep checking back at jeffreyjackson.com. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We were going to give everybody a hug. We'll have to wait until tomorrow for that. But there is a question of the day that is, well, somebody's been waiting in the bathroom apparently 24 hours for the answer to it, so I can't wait any longer when we come back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you're still here, congratulations, you're tougher than you look. Wait, no, I'm tougher than I look? I don't know. Anyway, you're still here. That's great. Let's celebrate. I was going to give you a hug, but we'll talk about hugs tomorrow on the show because I accidentally went long. Super Don knew I would on the first segment, so I couldn't fit the question of the day in. Y'all want to know what's upcoming? Just go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And you will see it there. I want to thank Cheryl Chumley for being on board Sacred Fire of Liberty today, as well as Jeffrey Jackson. We had a great, great time with both of them. And now it's a great time for you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This question comes from somebody claiming to be named Weezer. Weezer. And apparently it's the mom of somebody in the chat room right now. Your mom's name, Weezer? Really? Or is that a nickname? Or do they just want to remain anonymous? Anyway, Weezer, okay. Hey, RSB, so nice to meet you at the Trinity Expo. I was told that I have a little colon cancer, and I have been trying to get my body alkaline. Also, I also am doing the protocol that not a doc suggested, all of the whole food supplements, etc., at the expo. My Echo Water is being hooked up now. And coffee enemas are my new best friend. Super Don, you listening?
Yes.
Yes. So, you need a new best friend? Apparently not. She does. She found coffee enemas. So, here is my problem, Weezer says. Every time I eat a salad, juice, or eat anything raw, I have the, what did you call them?
The raw runs.
The raw runs.
That's right.
Right? So if you eat cooked food or bone broth, I don't, apparently no runs. But if you eat the raw stuff, you get runs. I want to eat a big salad every day. Help, what can I do so I don't spend my day in the bathroom? Well, you're already starting your process of recovery by doing the Not a Doc protocol. And, of course, that includes the Canjust from Alta. You take that level teaspoon and you put it in warm water to activate it. You drink it down 3-4 times a day. Okay, but the great accelerator for the home of the microbiome, the accelerator to the recovery of integrity of the home of the microbiome, is the Silver Hydrosol Allo Protocol. I lecture on it all over the world, and I don't know if you've integrated that yet. Now, the reason that I perceive, because I've come across this, and this is going to be gross, but if you eat a salad, do the pieces come out like you chewed it? They're out, and like you look back, wow, that lettuce didn't get digested at all. And if that's the case, one of the big problems you have, Weezer, is that you're not chewing your food adequately. You must liquefy that food. Mix it completely. We don't chew enough in America. It's true. We're in a hurry. Even if we're not eating fast food, we're eating our food too fast. Right? That's a problem. So chew your food. Now, having said that, there's still a problem with utilizing or digesting or breaking down adequately the roughage, etc., because the microbiome hasn't been repopulated yet. It hasn't been reset because the home for the microbiome still needs some work. That's the Silver Aloe Protocol. That's the Whole Food Silica, the Alta Silica, along with the Alta Canjes. And we talked about it a little earlier. I don't necessarily need it for people, but it's nice to have the option if you want L-glutamine for repair. That's another amino acid that we know that the FDA wants to turn into a drug, so you can't get it for $10. It'll cost you $40,000 if you want. The adjuncts are there. Now, the other thing I would add to this mix that is not in the Not-A-Doc protocol, because he's not a homeopath. He relies on me for homeopathy. Our friend Dr. King has an upper GI and a lower GI. Upper GI is considered an enzymatic restoration formula. Lower GI is considered a probiotic restoration formula. Now, you're still going to take the flora from an eight. It's great stuff for probiotics, or you do Dr. O'Hare's, whatever you got, get it, put it in. But the homeopathic signatures there are going to help it to repopulate faster so that the microbiome is situated. Now, if the body can't adequately break things down, the body is smart. It says liquefy it. We don't want the stuff sticking around here, and that's called diarrhea. That's called the runs, or in this case, the raw runs. You should be able to eat raw food, but your microbiome, your gut, is not yet ready. So go simpler, but if you do eat raw, which we want you to do, I want you to be able to do raw organic juices. Make sure they're organic, but make sure you chew your juice too. I know that's weird. Did I say it? I said it. Chew your juice. You think that it's just ready to go down because you've juiced it? No, mix it with the saliva. That starts the process. Swish it around before you swallow it down. Don't gulp it like that. And then you'll be eating your juice too. That'll help. And then get back to me. But use the homeopathy, use the Silver Aloe Protocol, and you'll be on your way past this. You won't be having to do the raw run or the raw run sit down on the throne, which apparently you're stuck there right now. We'll want to get you out of there. So stay in touch with me. Let me know how it goes. All right, we're back tomorrow, getting ahead into the weekend. We got Not a Doc joining us, and we'll see what other surprises are up on the board. Go to robertscottbell.com, because the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.